From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and the Fatah movement of President Mahmoud Abbas. It opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government as well. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. Hamas and Fatah recently took part in days of separate talks with Egyptian mediators in Cairo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Multiple efforts to mediate an agreement between the two parties have failed since they fell out with one another in 2007. Egyptian parliament member Imad Gad told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that Hamas probably agreed to the deal because it is no longer able to pay its employees. Qatar, which used to finance a large chunk of Hamas' operating budget, has been under financial pressure since the June 2017 economic boycott by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. Following days of negotiations in Cairo, Palestinian Authority official Nabil Shaath told Arab media Egypt has once again become the top power broker in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Kuwait will reportedly expel North Korea's ambassador along with four other diplomats. The news comes 2 days after North Korea launched another missile over Japan. This is VOA News. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews clashed with Israeli security forces in Jerusalem Sunday when an anti-military demonstration turned violent. It happened when demonstrators blocked roads and resisted efforts to disperse them by riot police, mounted officers, and water cannon. 8 rioters who used violence against police were arrested. A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a senior government official and at least 4 of his security guards. The explosion happened in Bajur, a volatile, federally administered tribal district on the Afghan border. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. The outlawed extremist group and its breakaway factions plot attacks in the border region and elsewhere in Pakistan. Kulsum Nawaz, the wife of Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, easily won election Sunday to fill the seat he had held since the mid-1980s when he first entered national politics. Kulsum Nawaz is currently in London undergoing cancer treatment. With her husband at her side, their daughter Mariam Nawaz ran the election campaign in her mother's absence. At least 8 people were killed and dozens more injured when a violent storm hit western Romania on Sunday. The storm, bearing winds of 100 kilometers an hour, also caused property destruction in neighboring Croatia and Serbia. Road and rail traffic in parts of Romania was halted by fallen trees, and dozens of towns and villages were left without power. Romania's National Weather Agency issued warnings of strong winds and rainstorms for western areas of the country. And in a hurricane season that just will not quit, forecasters are keeping an eye on 3 storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands that were clobbered by Hurricane Irma just a little over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane Sunday as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. Maria is following the same path as Irma. Hurricane warnings and watches are out for some of the islands that saw devastating damage from Irma, including Guadeloupe, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and San Martin and San Bartolome. There is also a tropical warning for Barbuda, where Irma destroyed 95% of the buildings on the island. Well, you can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.